Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Burt Show.
What's trending now?
Go!
Kristen knows. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Liam Payne, a member of one of the world's most successful boy bands, One Direction, died yesterday at the age of 31. So for his family and his friends and One Directioners everywhere, I am so sorry because I know you were just reeling today.
Yeah, I think I said this earlier, and it might be overhyped a little bit, but for Gen Z, this was kind of their Beatles for a while there. I mean, every girl in America was attached to One Direction.
No, it's still their Beatles. Like I think there was still hope that they were going to get back together. I mean, they were distraught when Zayn left, and then, you know, the guys continued, and then they, you know, went on their solo journeys, and I think there was always this hope that the band was going to get back together and produce more music.
As I'm trying to put this whole thing together, right, it was so shocking yesterday to hear. Like, I'm what?
Yeah.
Nah. And then at first you think, nah, it's just another rumor online. Can't be. Mm-hmm. But as I'm, and I don't want this to sound disrespectful, but I'm trying to like put the puzzles together on how something like this can happen. The others in the band, when the band broke up, had more robust solo careers, correct?
No, I mean, Liam had an album, his solo album, like cracked the top 10 of the Billboard
charts.
Did it
do well? Yeah. Okay, I was wondering if he might have been suffering from like everybody else is doing well, and
I don't know, but he had a successful solo career if you look at the stats.
So did they have like a breakup that where it seemed like everybody was just not friends, not okay with each other type of situation?
Because remember, Zayn left, and then the remaining four continued on, and then from what I could tell, like Liam was in Argentina to see his friend Niall Horan perform. Yeah. So, I mean, they still had, like, you know, close ties.
I think there was weirdness there for a while because Zayn came out and was popping off about the band afterwards, right? Mm-hmm.
But so the details, if you haven't heard, Liam fell from a third floor balcony at a hotel in Argentina. The incident is still under investigation. Police don't know if it was an accident or intentional. More information has just been released as of this morning. So a hotel worker made a distress call to the police shortly before his death. It has emerged and that the guest, what the hotel worker said was the guest was destroying everything in the room and appeared to be on drugs and alcohol. That's what the call to authorities is saying. And then workers, I'm going to give you a trigger warning here. Workers reportedly heard a loud sound in the courtyard right before they found his body, and it was 5 p.m. local time.
I also read yesterday, and when initial details come out, you're never really quite sure what to believe or not, because everybody wants to be first but not accurate
anymore.
Did
you see what TMZ did?
Yes. Let me get to this, and then we can get to that.
Yeah.
That he was acting erratically in the lobby, also slammed his laptop, threw it across the room or something, and then he had to be helped to his hotel room. Then you got the TMZ thing also, which was really distasteful.
So, of course, TMZ is always one of the first to report a story like this. And they've become a credible source of breaking news like this, but they took it too far because they posted his body.
With the tattoo, to identify his tattoos was their excuse, right? Yeah.
Yes, because it wasn't like it was partially covered, but you could see some of the tattoos, which identified that it was indeed Liam. And the backlash was so intense that they removed the post.
Nobody needs to see that.
No.
Nobody. And nobody wanted to see that.
Mm-mm. No, I clicked on his name today on Twitter or on X to see what people were saying, like just, you know, take the temperature. And I'm bombarded with pictures of this, a video as well of somebody, I don't know if it's him, falling from a third story window, and then pictures of his trashed hotel room, if it is his, again, like allegedly, but like TV's broken, tinfoil, burned tinfoil everywhere. Like it looks like a crime scene.
Yeah,
but if that was his room, because that's the thing when you
exactly.
go, especially on X, people will find photos of trashed hotel rooms and then post it and be like, this was Liam's, mm-hmm. when in actuality it wasn't. Because I saw somebody else post a video of somebody falling from a balcony.
I did too.
But I had watched his Snapchat and that was not where he was staying.
Right. There are like multiple different, I think that's my point, is like there are multiple different videos, but like in the race to get info out, you're going to see stuff online that may not be true.
This is something you can actually control, and will take us into a different stratosphere here. But TMZ posts pictures like that because they think that's what you want. So with the backlash, and if you can help here by not clicking on those pictures, at the end of the day, they are about money. They are about clicks. All these newest agencies are. So if you click on those pictures, you're going to get more in the future. So just don't do it.
Now, only a few days ago, Liam's ex-fiance, Maya Henry, was on a podcast saying that Liam would always predict an early death. And that'll be your next Entertainment Buzz on The Burt Show.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social.